This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. One of my favorite devotionals is Enjoy the Journey by Pastor Bill Kirk, and I'm sharing from that today. Something in all of us likes to win. We love to watch and root for our team to come out on top. It might be the Super Bowl, World Series, or basketball. In Jesus' day, there was none of these contests, so people were entertained by listening to the rabbis debate one another. Intellectual volleys went back and forth, a verbal ping-pong match of words. So here's what it says in Mark. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted in the marketplace, and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets." So after trouncing the religious hypocrites, Jesus talks about six things that can help us and give us signs of a healthy, gospel-centered person. Number one, the flowing robes. In Jesus' day, flowing robes were to attract attention. In our day, it's showing how cool and hip we can dress to impress people with our attire. The key here is the intent of the wearer of the clothes. The issue is, do you want attention, or can I serve when no one is looking? So number one, a gospel-centered heart can serve with joy regardless of the attention it receives. Number two, the love to be greeted. In Jesus' day, some people loved to be greeted in the marketplace to be recognized and feel important. They loved to be thanked and noticed and greeted by others to feed their ego. So discovery number two is this: a gospel-centered heart needs no recognition to be motivated or validated. Number three, the best seats in the synagogue. In Jesus' day, many people used their gifting and talent to show off. These were people who sought for a following to draw people to themselves instead of pointing people to the unseen God. This person fed on being envied and admired. Discovery number three is a gospel-centered heart can defer praise to others and seeks no following for itself. Number four, the place of honor at banquets. This warning was given by Jesus because some people actually felt entitled to sit next to the host at every feast. They felt they deserved to be treated better than others. They forgot that none of us are elite and above anyone else, because all of us are sinners and only made holy by the work of another, Jesus. So discovery number four is a gospel-centered heart never feels cheated and needs no thank you to serve the Lord. Number five, the devourer of widows' houses. In Jesus' day, some leaders took advantage of other people. They thought they deserved more, therefore they shifted from a giver to a taker. Unethical behavior replaced trusted behavior. Merchandising replaced ministry. Discovery number five, a gospel-centered heart is grateful and full of extreme generosity. Number six, to show off with lengthy prayers. In Jesus' day, people would mask their shallowness. They covered up their lack of private prayer with public lengthy prayers. They didn't pray in secret, but loved to pray in public. Their main concern was, what do others think of me? Discovery number six, a gospel-centered heart never needs a public audience to participate in spiritual disciplines. So what's the takeaway today? The greatest liberty in life is having nothing to prove and no one to impress. And the second takeaway, no one can lift up themselves and Jesus at the same time. This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.